The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Pesach at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara on Darim Daf Ches on Beis discusses the issue of sending a shliach to Beis Din to Matzer and Eder. Now this is an issue that would provide quite a convenience, because the question is not just a shliach. We should discuss also about sending in a letter to Beis Din and having Beis Din Matzer Neder based on a letter. So in those days they would have to send a letter, but today, with today's technology, we could send a text message, you can call on a cell phone. It would be a very big convenience if a person at any time he wants has the option just to call some friends, make a conference call, be Matzer Neder, and then he could do what he wants without actually having to stop the activity he's engaged in and find people, even if he's alone. It's very accessible for him to be Matzer Neder if a person will be allowed to be Matzer Neder without actually appearing in front of the Dayanim. So the source of this question is our Gemara in Daf Ches and Beis. The Gemara is talking about a case of a person making a shliach, a woman making a shliach out of her husband to go be matter her neder. So the Gemara quotes Ravina that his wife made a neder, and he asked Ravashi if he can be a shliach, if a husband can be a shliach to matter the neder of his wife. So Ravashi responded, if they're gathered up already, in other words, the three dayanim are together, then he could. And if not, in other words, if the person has to assemble the dayanim on his own, then he can't be a shliach to matter his wife's neder. So the Gemara learns from this three things. First of all, that a husband could be a shliach to bring in his wife's neder, and that's to matter the neder. A second thing is that a person can't be matter neder in the place of his Rebbe. And the third thing is that the only time that it's mutter is if the dayanim are already assembled. Now there's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim over here, whether this that the Gemara says that a husband can be a shliach of his wife's to bring a neder, is that a special kula by a husband, or is it a chumra by a husband? In other words, is it a kula, in other words, that everybody else can't make a shliach to be matzer neder and a husband could, or is it a chumra that everybody else does not require that the dayanim should already be assembled prior to the ataras nedarim, whereas by a husband we have this chumra that he does? So this is a machlekes rishonim. According to the Rambam, the Rambam says that only the person who made the neder himself, he's the one who has to appear before the dayanim to be matzer neder. Whereas, and according to him, it comes out that besides this din that the husband, only the husband has this kula that he can be a shliach of his wife's matzer neder, there's another din that even in this case he can only do so when the dayanim are already assembled. That is the shita of the Rambam. The shita of Tosis and the Rashba, like the Rambam brings down, is that shlichus works for hataras nedarim the way it works for kol hatara kula. So according to them, a person can make a shliach to matter the neder of the wife, the neder of a they can make a shliach to matter the neder, and it's and the Gemara, when we're discussing about a husband doing it for wife, it's a special chumrah that only a husband can only do so if he finds the three people already assembled. And the reason is, the Rishonim speak out, because a husband is very concerned that his wife's neder should be mutter. So as it is, he's very focused on getting a heter over here, and if we make him work hard, if we allow him to work hard to assemble the dayanim, he'll be even more inclined to falsify a heter. In other words, when the dayanim ask if about a Pesach, if you would have known this and this thing, would she have made the neder? He'll be inclined to answer to provide a dishonest answer, and therefore Chazal made a gzera that the only time we allow a husband to be matter and neder is if he already finds the three people pre-assembled. However, a regular person who doesn't care as much if he actually obtains the heter, such a person has no restriction. He can assemble three people, and then he can be a shliach to be matter, bringing someone else's hatar sadarim to Beis Din. Now, it's easy to understand the reasoning of Tosis and the Rashba, why it is that a person can be a shliach. We know in Kol HaTara Kula that Shluchai Shel Adam K'maisai. The question is, according to the Rambam, why is it that he holds that a person cannot be a Shliach except for his wife, or we say Ishtei K'gufai? So to answer this question, there are really two streams of thought in the Achrayinim. Some Achrayinim learn that this whole halacha that a person cannot send a shliach is really just a din derabanan, and the reason is because the Radva speaks out because we want him to be embarrassed that we want him to have suffer the busha of appearing before Dayanim, so that he should not be frequently make shuas like this. If he knows it's difficult to be master a shua, he'll give pause and may not make a shua or nedarim, and that's why according to Rambam we make a gzera. That the person who makes the shua himself has to come to Beis Din. That is one approach. The other achrayim learn that it's really a din min haTorah. Now the question is why min haTorah should shlichus not work over here? So the Meretz Chiyus over here in our sugya brings down based on a shayos tshuvas Marit chelkal simin kof of zayin. The Marit says that a person cannot be makdish his property through a shliach. And the reason the Meretz gives is because mili like mimser and l'shliach. So Meretz Chiyus says, according to this, over here too, the asking for hataras nedarim is also an inyan of mili. In other words, there's no action going on, it's just a verbal concept that he's going to bring in his pasach or his ferata to dayanim. And therefore, you can't give that over to shliach. That's the approach of the Meretz Chiyus. Now, I want to point out that this approach is not at all pashut l'halacha, because there are a number of achrayim that argue on this mariyat. The Machan Ephraim and the Beis Meir, they ask that if we're going to say that mili l'mim seren l'shliach means that you can't appoint a shliach just for words, so then every time a person makes a shliach, let's say a person makes a shliach to write a get, so that minoy, that appointment is just verbally. So they say that the whole idea of Milo L'Mitzvah L'Shliach is only where the first Shliach wants to point the second Shliach. So there's the only thing the first Shliach is doing is making a second Shliach. So that's when we say Milo L'Mitzvah L'Shliach. But if the Shlichos is actually accomplishing, such as in the case where he's being makdish something, or by extension we can say in our case where he's bringing out a Taras of Ezin, then the entire concept of Milu Lemitzvah L'Shliach should not apply. That is these are friends, Kasha, the Machavayim, and Beis Meir. Now, Rekiva Eger answers that he holds that the Raya is not a good Raya, because he holds that you can't compare making the initial Shliach, let's say, for example, to write a get, to where you're appointing the Shliach to just do something verbally. Because when you're appointing a Shliach to do an action, so it's true at the time of the appointing the shliach, the mina shlichos, there's no action, it's just words, but eventually these words are going to lead to action. In other words, in the shlichos, there's an action. When the shliach actually goes ahead and writes the get, there will be an action. And we can't compare that to a case where there's no action at all, such as being makdish something, or in our case, bringing Taras Nadarim to the Chachamim, to Vezin. You can't compare that to every Milu Shlichus, and that's how Rabbi Kivager explains the rich opinion that you say Milu L'Mitzvah L'Shliach to any sort of Chalayf that is purely done with speech. So just to summarize, the Machlaikis of the Chayinim of what it means like Milu L'Mitzvah L'Shliach is that according to the Marit, the word Mili means any Chalayf that has to do purely with Dibur cannot be given to Shliach. Whereas according to other Achrayim, the Machan Ephraim and the Beis Meir, the concept of Mili, like Mimsum L'Shliach, is restricted just to words that appoint the Shliach. But where the Shliach, you're appointing the Shliach to do a Chalais through Dibur, that is nothing to do with the concept of Mili L'Mimsum L'Shlichos. So obviously, the first thing to point out with the Meretz Chiyus is that it depends on this Machlaikis V'Achrayim. But another Ha'ara on this Meretz Chiyus, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says in his Chidushim in the end of Sefer Eitz Nun Zayin, he asks that if you hold that Shlichus works for Charata, it's nothing to do with the Shlichus of Kol HaTorah Kula. Rather, he says even a Goy could be a Shliach, because because it's not a parasha shlichus. The idea is just that if Beis Din knows that this person has chorot in his neder, they could go ahead and be matter it. But it has nothing to do with the parasha shlichus, so therefore it has nothing to do with milu l'mimsim l'shlichus. That is the question Shmuel Zosky asks on Metzias. Now I want to ask another question on Metzias, is that if you look at Lashon Rambam, it's not mashma, the way the Rambam speaks out this din, that it has to do with the lack of the ability of shlichus. The Rambam says, his lashon is, that zeh nishba hu shetzarech leilach lebeizin. The person that did the shua, he's the one who has to go to Beizin. It's mashma, it's a din on him, he's got to go to Beizin. Not that, according to the way the Matzias is saying, it's not a din on him to go to Beizin, that's just secondary. The point is, he has no other way to get in his request to Beizin, because nilu le'mimsu in l'shlichus. So if he can't make a shliach, he's mufka from shlichus, okay, then he has to go into Beizin. The Rambam's mashma, the primary reason why he can't send the shliach is because he himself needs to be the one to appear before the Dayanim. Now the question with this, of course, is that certainly if we learn min haTorah, why is it that he should have to come himself to Beis Din? So I saw Minchas Shloimeh brings down Rosh Hashanah wants to say a very chiddush dik mahalach. He wants to say that the reason the makar of hataras nedarim we learn from the pasuk of lo yachel dvarai. So we darshan from that pasuk. Who ain't meichel of a chayim meichel moi? Rav Shalman Zaman wants to learn in the Das Rambam. In other words, simply you learn that the person himself can't be meichel. Rather, there's a whole different set of people that can meichel. That's a chayim. He wants to say that the point is that who ain't meichel? He can't be meichel his own nether, but rather he needs the addition of other people. So he has to be part of the procedure of being matur nether. That's why he has to come to Beis Din. It's a very geshmak in the Halach and the Rambam. And Al-Kopan, that would explain why it is, the Rambam says, that the person who is Nishba, he himself has to personally come to Beis Din. Now, basically we said on Shitas Taisis that a person could make a shliach to bring in an edit to Beis Din. So Rambam brings down for Beinu Shimshin that not only does a shliach effective, but even sending in a letter to Beis Din will also work. Now, the Rivash asked on this Beinu Shimshin, from the story of Yiftach and Pinchas. We know the very famous story how Yiftach, he made a shvua that he would offer his daughter as a carbon, and he was embarrassed to go to Pinchas to be mataneder. And Pinchas felt, he felt that he's the melech and Pinchas should be coming to him. Whereas Pinchas felt the other way, that Yiftach should be coming to him. And it says they both met a horrible einish because they couldn't, neither one came vater on their covid. So they really, and then because as a result, his daughter was very severely impacted. So therefore, Hashem gave each one of them a tremendous einish, rachman al-sam. But the Rivash brings a raya from here that we see not like the Rabbeinu Shimshin. Because why didn't Yiftach merely send a letter to Pinchas and let Pinchas be matur neder? So it must be that it's because, you see, there must be that the person has to come in person to the Dayan, and it's not enough to send a letter. Now, some say for once, Matzah, that perhaps we could say that it was also beneath Yiftach's covet to send a letter also to Pinchas. The idea could be that the lack of covet was that he's turning to Pinchas rather than Pinchas turning to him. But Eshiya, that's the machlekes of Rishonim, whether or not a person can send a letter to have hataras nedarim. Al halacha l'maisa, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch does not bring the chalkim. He just brings the shitas Rambam, that the person himself has to go to a Beis Din, and only a husband can be matu the neder of a wife, and even that only if the dayanim are already assembled. But he does not mention at all the shita of the other Rishonim, and really the some Achronim are fakbik, why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. But the fact remains, the Shulchan Aruch does not bring down the shita, and the Nisei Kelim don't bring down the shita, so it's somewhat difficult to be shtoymech lahakol on the shita. Now there is a Pisri Tshuva that mentions that Roy Rishonim are makeal about this, but still it's hard to knock off a Beferish Shulchan Aruch and the steam of all the Nisei Kelim, because from the fact that we know the Rishonim hold, that there are Rishonim that hold not like that. The Beis Yosef also saw those Rishonim. The Beis Yosef read the Ran, the Beis Yosef saw the Rishonim, and for some reason the Beis Yosef chose not to go with those Rishonim. So, however, the Paiskim do say that when there's a when there's another sniff lahakol, and those if there's other reasons to be makol, then we could at least use this as a sniff. So it comes out that under normal circumstances, a person should not use this heter. I saw Rav Eliashiv wanted to use this heter once in a case where it had a mashkiach who took trumas to ma'isrith, and there was a mistake, and he had to be shayil on the trumas to ma'isrith, and he was out his way out, so he allowed him to do it by telephone because he had many other snifim lahakol, so he felt that we could also mitzarif this. But it's mashkiach from Rav Eliashiv, even though that was a case of a shas tzchak, if it were only a issue of being sending a shliach, then if that would be the whole kula, these are shown that hold you could send a shliach, he would not be makel. Now, one of the cases where there are other snifim lahakol, is let's say someone does a minig toiv. So there are many shitas that hold that a minig toiv, if a person is meiser meidon every shana like you are, many shitas hold that that's sufficient to not require hataras nedarim in the first place. So even though there are some of the machmirim, I think it's quite safe to say that at least this we can do is that if you want to send the shliach to another, let's say, call up three people and make a conference call to Matrid, I think there's very big grounds to do that since, like you said, Roy Pricing holding that if a person was Maisim Eda, then, like we all are, then their Bechlal is no problem of Minig. So that would be one case where if a person wants to be Machmer, at least this they could do is to send it in through a telephone call or a shliach or a text or whatever it is to get the idea to Bezin that he wants to be shayel in his neder and to stay over his sarata and his pesach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.